You're listening to Star Wars Action News, the original podcast dedicated to Star Wars collecting, brought to you by me, Marjorie, my husband, Arnie, and our mascot, Kubrick Boba.
Be sure to visit our website at ReviewStarWars.com. There you can find out more information about us, our show, read our blog, and participate in our forums.
Each week, we update you on what's hitting shelves, what's coming out soon, what's worth your money, and what isn't.
With a store report by Scott from Tulsa. And now, on with the show.
Today is Monday, June 19th, 2006, and you're listening to Star Wars Action News. We promise no Jar Jar this week. This is Marjorie.
I swear I'll never do it again. The feedback has been received. Misa, no do that no more.
You just did it.
Oh, wait.
So wait, now I have to beat you, because I think that's the general consensus, is that you must be beaten senseless.
But I didn't do it in the voice.
No. Apparently Jar Jar is the most hated person. Although maybe we should have a talk like Nine Numb Day.
Yeah. I believe that just said an elephant just stepped on my foot.
Oh, yeah, I think it did. You're right. Your inflection was a little bit off there in your dialect, you know.
We did receive feedback about Talk Like Jar Jar Day, and I think that went over about as well as...
You could say it went over like the Hindenburg. Or wait, it went over like Jar Jar in episode one.
Other show news, we were kind of questioning the Roar Like a Wookiee emails that we were getting.
That was funny. Well, what happened was...
We got punked.
Well, our thought process is we were listening to emails like we do before the show.
Voicemails, dear. We don't listen to emails.
Right.
We don't have the Stephen Hawking voice dictating our emails to us, although that would save me time.
That would save time. So we're listening to our voicemails, and we got two calls from two people just saying their name, where they're from, and they roared like a Wookiee, and we're like, okay. The first one, we're like, okay. We don't remember asking for this. And we got the second one, we're really starting to wonder. We're like, what the heck is this? We thought it was funny, so we played them both just because it's weird. Then I found out that Todd Carlton from the Super Collector Database, which is Arnie's wish book now, he got us. He played a friendly little joke on us and put it on his site to call our voicemail and roar like a Wookiee, and he was going to give the winner $25. And you know what? He gave someone $25, and we got a good laugh out of it.
Now, Todd, if you're listening, only three people called us. So if more than three people entered, they lied. But here's the third roar.
I heard about that Roar Like a Wookiee contest, so I used my entry. I'm going to go now.
There you go. If it wasn't one of those three, you got ripped off for $25. So we wouldn't be the only ones, punk. We'll get ya. We'll get you back.
Now, something else interesting happened this week. We got flashed.
We did, and
not by a creepy old man.
Yes, there was no mopery involved.
If you know what mopery is, let me know. I bet no one else knows.
We got flashed, and I didn't quite know how to take this at first.
I thought it was really cool, but I was a little bit... I panicked for a minute thinking that I was supporting Ann Coulter. But now that I know that's not true, it's okay.
We're going to put a link to this on our website, but somebody took our Zeroth episode.
Zeroth episode.
Or is it Zeroest?
I don't know.
Zeroned?
Don't know. Zeroned sounds French.
Episode, and did a flash animation. Now, this person does not know us.
No. We don't know him.
Has never posted on our forums, has never emailed us.
I don't think he's even a Star Wars fan.
And he didn't even let us know he did it. I just happened to be seeing what was out there for Star Wars Action News on Google, and came across this. And the more I watch it, the funnier I find it.
It is pretty funny. I like how he depicted us.
It's strange.
It is very strange.
Because he has no idea what we look like, so this was just his imagining. You're like 20 years old, blonde, and kind of goth.
That is me, yes.
And he was pretty close on me, actually, so... I don't quite have that large a head.
You have a big noggin, though.
And my beard isn't quite that full.
Yeah, that guy's got an impressive beard.
So there's a link to a flash animation of our Zeroth episode.
What this guy does is he does a flash animation every day.
And he's going every day for 365 days. He's in the 300s. We were...
294.
Strange, though. He just ran across our podcast on iTunes and did a flash animation. And it's weird because, like, that means we're entering a cultural zeitgeist or something when they just do things like that when they don't know you.
It was very odd. But it was funny, though.
It was funny. And you have to watch it several times, because the first time you're just watching the animation, the second time you're reading the text at the top, and the third time you're reading the text at the bottom. But for the record, supporting Star Wars does not support Ann Coulter, because 20th Century Fox only receives money for the distribution of the films. Lucasfilm, which is not owned by 20th Century Fox, receives all of the money from the profits and licensing of all these collectibles. So you're not supporting any political party except for Lucas's own donations, and Lucas skews Democratic.
Yes, but I was panicking panicking about the Ann Coulter because she's really an evil person.
They don't like it when we talk politics. So
I know, but
we'll
I'm just saying
that Ann Coulter
evil.
Is evil. So he has inspired us. We've been deciding that we were going to have some Star Wars t-shirts, and there's been a lot of discussions between Gary X from Watergraphs and myself and my wife as to what shirts we're going to offer.
Because we wanted to make something cool that you guys would have fun wearing.
And where we wouldn't infringe on any licensing issues. So we're making the shirts straight out of the Flash animation. We're going to have a Bad Leia shirt and a What Chewbacca About Willis shirt. And if you don't want either funny saying, we're going to have a plain shirt.
Well, not just a plain t-shirt. It's going to have the Star Wars Action News logo front and back. And it's going to be pretty cool. We're going to post up pictures of it.
At ReviewStarWars.com.
And we're going to have a PayPal link where you can order them.
We're taking pre-orders right now with the full intent of getting these shirts out in time for San Diego Comic-Con.
Yes. That way we don't have to wear the same design shirts over and over.
It'll be $18 for your first shirt, $17 for your second, $16 for your third, and $15 for four or more shirts.
Plus shipping charges.
Plus shipping. And then if you need extended sizes, just add a dollar for every X. We can go up to 6X?
6 or 7. I think we can get as big as 10X. So if you need a really big shirt, we can accommodate that. We don't want anybody to be left out.
But XL and below, all one price. If you need 2X, add a dollar. If you need 3X, add $2, and so on.
And I think we would be able to do some children's shirts in there also.
Just let us know if that's what you need.
Mm-hmm.
And these shirts, we're going to be taking pre-orders on them so we know how many to get printed. We'll have them shipped out in mid-July. We're going to be selling them in white and dark gray.
Which is charcoal, what we're looking at. Now, charcoal we may not be able to get on the larger sizes. I think we can get as high as a 3X.
By buying these shirts, you're supporting the show by spreading the word about us, and you're helping us pay for some bandwidth costs.
And you get a really cool shirt.
Absolutely. Also in Star Wars Action News, to talk about ourselves just a little bit more, we're 25 on Podcast Alley.
Which is good.
We didn't get the 200 votes I wanted by this week, but we're 25 on Podcast Alley. That's not bad. There's over 12,000 podcasts out there. We're coming up on a one-year anniversary for this show. Our first show, the website's wrong, our first show actually came out on August 20th.
Arnie doesn't believe in calendars, so he doesn't really use them.
So we're coming up on 1 year anniversary.
Yes,
Well, it's going to go by completely unnoticed.
Absolutely. We're just going to be another day. We're not going to pretend anything happening. We won't even have any cake or anything.
Or maybe not.
Ooh, we can have cake?
Maybe. We'll do something special.
Something special for our listeners?
Yeah, maybe. We've got some people on board. We're going to have a bash.
Ooh, are we inviting people to our house? Because I'm going to have to clean and get some paper cut. Cups and paper plates.
Not yet, although I would like the Paducah Imperials to come up and help us build a basement at some point. And anyone else in the area who has construction skills. But we're going to be giving information about this 1 year, trickling it out. We like to tease you. But I'll tell
you
right now.
Are you a pod tease?
I'm a pod tease. I'll tell you right now that for our 1 year anniversary, we're going to do a live show.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Now, if you can't make it, we are going to hopefully be recording it, and we will put it out as a podcast as well. But we're going to do a live show where we'll have kind of a best of our first year. We'll have some people live on the air for chats, but we want to know when to do this. So we're going to have our poll of the week this week be, what day of the week is best for you to attend a live episode of Star Wars Action News? Our actual anniversary will be on a Tuesday, so we can do it on that Tuesday, or we can do it on the Thursday after, Friday after, Saturday after, or Sunday after.
And Arnie will post these dates in the poll.
And then you can mark it down on your calendar for a live episode of Star Wars Action News. We're just going to have chat rooms and live call-ins. It's going to be fun. It's a lot of work to do a live show.
We'll eat some cake.
We'll eat some cake. Let them eat cake.
I'll get a Star Wars Action News cake. Because you know they can put a logo on a cake now.
Yes, with inkjet printers.
Yes.
Well, I think we've talked about ourselves enough, haven't we?
I think so.
Last week, we mentioned a few things, and we got some follow-up to those. The first is, how does an AT-AT...
Just call it an AT-AT. No one calls it an AT-AT. It's an AT-AT.
Disembark its troops. And we got this one voicemail from...
Chris and Paducah.
Hey, Ernie Mercury, Chris from Paducah. I'm listening to your new show, and it's Monday morning. I'm on my way to work, and you just said that you guys having a discussion about how the troops going to in and out of the AT-AT. Well, in Return of the Jedi, when the AT-AT sidles up to the landing platform, the sky opens, and out comes the Imperial officer with Luke and two troopers, then over to Darth Vader. So I'm going to go to the landing platform, and they enter in through the side. So it's up to you guys. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
Thank you, Chris. That's interesting. I also received an email about this topic from Jason Hunt. He says, the walker kneels down, front knees pushing towards the front and rear knees pushing towards the rear, and a hatch in the side of the body folds down to become a ramp.
So it's kind of like an accordion.
Or like a dog laying down to sleep,
yeah.
Maybe.
I still think he just poops out the troops.
Yeah.
They just go out through the butt.
Now, Jason wants it to be known he is not quite as obsessive as the guy from Galaxy Quest, but he was able to answer our question. So thank you, Jason and Chris. Now, we got this voicemail.
Hi, me and Marjorie. This is Jimmy Marino from New York City. I was listening to only give up the cover for the AGST, and Marjorie, you had mentioned something about the incident that you had with a Swiffer. I must have not been paying attention. Did somebody get something ruined with a Swiffer? Because I actually, I'm a Swiffer. So I'd like to find out the information about that, because God forbid if I have a Swiffer situation of my own. My email is jamesguadagno@yahoo.com, jamesguadagno@yahoo.com. Thank you, guys. Bye.
Thanks for the question. Marjorie wasn't too clear about that.
What happened was, with the Swiffer, we know someone who was dusting something, and it got caught, and it pulled a piece off of one of the higher-end collectibles.
Gentle giant bust.
So you've got to be careful with the Swiffers. Those little fibers will catch on things. I think probably your best bet is to use that feather duster Swiffer, because I've noticed that doesn't seem to get caught like the other ones. Because, you know, if you rub a regular Swiffer over wood, it catches on the
anything
burrs.
That touches a surface is going to be damaging in some way. I would say that when it comes to these busts, your best bet is canned air.
But that leaves a liquid.
It does not leave a liquid if you don't hold the can upside down.
Okay.
Previously, we'd announced that FX Sabers was having an art contest, and it turned out one of our listeners is the winner.
Oh, who was it?
Ryan LB from our forums.
Oh, that's neat. What'd he draw?
I don't know.
Oh.
He should post it in our forums, but we were contacted by FX Sabers and told he was the winner. So you see, advertising with Star Wars Action News works. It got them art.
Mm-hmm.
If only it could get us art.
What do we need art for?
I don't know, but isn't art always good? I'm looking for a Sithsonian logo. I kind of like the idea of colorizing the logo on the front of the Senate pod from Revenge of the Sith, and then putting the words "the Sithsonian" in front of it.
Hmm.
Speaking of Revenge of the Sith, we've been watching it lately on HBO.
In Espanol.
Sí, en Espanol. It is so great. Even if I don't catch every word of the Spanish, to watch it in Spanish, because the sentences I do understand is interesting because of the differences in the language. It's like, instead of "if you're not with me, then you're against me." Instead, it's "if you're not my friend, then you're my enemy." And I have to say, in some cases, the Spanish line delivery is actually better than the English.
Yeah. A lot of times when they dub movies in Spanish or any foreign language, it's just a bunch of actors sitting in a room reading text, and there's no
well,
emotion.
That's exactly what it is.
But there's no emotion in it. It seems in this one that there was a little bit of emotion, and they actually tried to match what was going on in the screen.
The two lines that I specifically can say already are better in Spanish is Hayden saying,
"You underestimate my power. Tú estás subestimando mi poder."
And then James Earl Jones, magnificent.
No! No!
Better in Espanol.
What's odd is they did have someone dub that into Spanish saying no.
It's the same word in both languages as the irony.
Yes. But, you know, I digress.
Yes, you do. So let's get back on topic and talk about Black Hole Stormtrooper. Some people received some bad news this week with a Black Hole Stormtrooper bust.
Could it be worse than before?
Their orders were canceled.
That is worse.
But they did receive a consolation prize.
They got a kick-butt consolation prize.
It does. I'm like, cancel my order. I want the consolation
They're
prize.
Being guaranteed a chance to order every exclusive for the remainder of 2006.
Which is not just Star Wars exclusives. You can get the Harry Potter exclusives. Any Gentle
Yay,
Giant exclusive.
Joy.
But that includes the Mara Jade Gen Con bust and the Shock Trooper bust from San Diego Comic Con.
You will also be able to get one mini bust of your choice. What they're wanting you to do is send in your holes in your collection, and they will send you a non-numbered bust.
Basically a review item.
Yeah, it's a review item. They're non-numbered. They're for the press, whatever. But you're going to get one of those.
As well as your money back. So yes, this bust they're giving you is totally free. And they don't have the Boba Fett or anything like that. But I'd be asking for Snowbunny Padme Maquette myself.
It says bust.
Yeah, but maquettes are about the same price as busts.
No, they're not. They're like twice as much.
No, a maquette is only $80 and a bust
is... I doubt they're going to give you that.
I'd ask. Saying I'd ask. We still have our order in for the Blackwall Stormtrooper. My God, is it going nuts on eBay, though.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a bunch of them out there with a buy it now of $450, and they sat and sat, and then one day, all gone. And then in bidding, they've gone as high as $610.
There's one out there now for $610 as the show airs. There's only 3 days left, so I'm guessing it's going to go higher. Someone has a buy it now listed for $949.
Wow. So it's already skyrocketed past Snowbunny Padme levels, and it shows no sign of stopping.
Mm-mm.
I'm curious how things are going to go once people have them in their hot little hands.
Yeah, at this point, if I was that kind of person to sell them, I would be hesitant to sell it based on all the cancellations.
There's somebody on the Rebel Scum forums who's funny because he only bought it for the sake of selling it for profit, and his was one of the canceled orders.
Oh.
And he doesn't understand why people don't feel sorry for him.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Yeah?
I guess when you're that amoral, you just...
It's immoral.
No, amoral. Having no morals. Immoral means you know what's right and wrong, and you just don't care. Amoral is you don't even know the difference between right and wrong. So, shall we do a store report?
Sure.
So you've been to the stores quite a bit this week.
Yes, I have. And I have bought exactly one R5-D4, and that is it.
They look pretty good, those R5s.
It's a droid. Really, nobody's stocking except our local Walmart. And as you're going to hear in the voicemails here in a second, our Walmart is stocking exactly the same as Walmart's all over the country, and that seems to be hundreds and hundreds of the VTSCs.
Including Scout Troopers.
Yeah.
There is no rarity in VTSCs anymore. Just tons. Everywhere.
Our Walmart has where they have the regular Star Wars figures, and they have about 12 pegs of basic figures, which is good for them. They haven't had it for a while. But down at the very end of that row, like in the third little island aisle down there, they have 3/4 of one of those just filled, pegs full, stuff laying on the ground all over the shelf, full of VTSCs and Unleashed and Transformers.
And we haven't seen the Unleashed before this week.
Yeah, it doesn't look like they're moving, to be honest. And I think it's because they're stuck way in the back of the store, or that, you know, well, they're Unleashed and not really popular.
Now, Lump-a-Rump from our forums has called in with a store report. We'll play that.
Hey, guys. It's Lump-a-Rump78 here, your forum killer. I just thought I'd let you know what's hitting our shelves. I went to Target today, and they had quite a few heroes and villains, even a long clone trooper up there that's been up there for a couple days. And they had 13 battle packs. And after checking, they have even more in the back, so hopefully those will be going on sale soon. Also, they had, of course, the normal Geonosian peg warmers and the new Sega vehicles, as well as Sand Trooper Patina Finish figures. And I haven't been able to go over to Toys R Us, but I've heard that they have a couple of the Tatooine Wave figures yet, so I'm hoping to go over there later this week and score some of them. But other than that, we pretty much just have peg warmers. So hopefully I'll have better news next week. Thanks. Bye.
Thanks, Lumpy. And Qui-Gon Jay called in with a story report from North Carolina. Now also, we got a call from Chris in Texas. Here's what he's found in stores.
Hey, guys. It's Chris from Texas again. First of all, Arnie, I'm not a Jar Jar hater, but the Jar Jar thing's got to go, man. It's got to go. Anyway, a little store report for the Dallas-Fort Worth area. It looks like the vintage figures are out in force, pun intended. I've seen tons of these, all 5 figures, at 2 different stores in less than 12 hours. They don't seem to be going anywhere anytime soon. Lots of Scout Troopers to be had. I went ahead to do a set on the layaway last night just to see. The new Titaniums have hit, but those seem to be going pretty quickly. They're not putting out as many as they are of the Wave 1s, which I'm finally glad to see those Wave 1s again. I wish I never would have passed on those. My wife has not let me hear the end of it. But that's about what's going on right now, with the exception of Unleashed. One of the stores that I hit had a lot of the new Unleashed. I went ahead and got the Shock Trooper and the Han. I really didn't want the Chewbacca. Same Chewbacca, different accessories. Who needs that? Arnie needs that. Okay, well, that's what's going on in the area. Hope to see you guys at the Dallas Sci-Fi Expo soon. Have a great day.
Commander Skywalker from our forums called in with a report of some strange findings.
Hi, Arnie and Marjorie. This is Commander Skywalker, and I wanted to give calling in a try. Had a pretty good day today. We went to Shopko and got 4 UGH figures, and because they are packing them late, so they get them later than everyone else. And then I went to a local toy shop and got, you know, they had Unleashed, Anakin, and Obi-Wan, so I picked those up. But the most interesting thing I got was went to Walmart and got all the Tatooine Wave, but that wasn't the coolest thing I got. I looked up at the top, and they had Luke's T-16 Skyhopper. And I wanted to just call in and ask how old this is, because I'm pretty interested to know how long this has been at that store. That was pretty interesting, and I thought I'd try giving you guys a call. Thanks. Bye.
Well, thank you, Commander. That T-16 Skyhopper is from 1996, I believe. It came out with the green line of Power of the Force 2, so that would be the 96-97 era. So that's been sitting there a long, long time. Wow.
Now, Grand Admiral Matt, who's a frequent caller and a frequent poster in our forums, he's going to give us a little bit of information about the new release for minis that just came out.
The Champions of the Force one.
Hey, everybody. It's Grand Admiral Matt. Just calling to remind everybody that the new Star Wars minis came out June 9th, entitled Champions of the Force, featuring tons of Jedi and a lot of expanded universe characters such as Darth Nihilus, Darth Malak, and Darth Bane. It also includes the Solo Twins, HK-47, Bastila Shan, and lots of other people from lots of books, movies, and video games. Just thought I'd let everybody know.
Thank you, Matt. I will be buying these.
Maybe.
If my wife will let me. She's not been too nice about minis lately.
It's because you have enough problems as it is.
And because...
And we're going to talk about one of your problems here in a little bit when we get to toy news. Yeah. 3 French Hens confirmed our suspicions that all of the Bosks have missing paint on the legs. Here's his voicemail.
Hey, Yanni. Hey, Marjorie. This is Ryan in California. 3 French Hens on the forum, as you may know me. Answering the call in regards to the Bosk Titanium series, we have several of them at all of our local Walmarts here. All of them have the scratches. I did find one, and one only, that has minimal damage. You can see some of the scratches on the legs. It's a little lighter of a paint. Barely see the metal, but it's still there. So it's still the same. As far as what we're finding out here, not a lot of anything new. Tatooine Wave, my Walmart just restocked the Unleashed figures again for only the second time. And otherwise, that's about it. All right, talk to you later. Bye.
Now, that's all the Bosks so far. They still may fix this.
Okay, if you believe that, go ahead.
And finally, Jason called to let us know what's happening at his Toys R Us.
Hello, Arnie, Marjorie. This is Jason from Rochester, Minnesota, relative newcomer to the forums, post at Darth Prime. Just wanted to let you know that there might be luck to be had for everyone out there at your local Toys R Us. Last week, I managed to snag the patina versions of Bosk and Sand Trooper titanium figure. And this week, on my Thursday afternoon toy run, oh, sweet bejesus, Scott from Tulsa might say, as I wandered in, there was one Bone Hunt for Grievous battle pack sitting on the shelf. I immediately grabbed it. Thank goodness I've been able to get this because I didn't go ahead and bother to pre-order on Amazon. Now all I need to do is just find the space whale for these troopers to fill up. Just to let you guys know, and your show rocks. Thanks. Bye.
So thank you for all of the store reports. Now I think we shall go to the penultimate store report. Scott from Tulsa.
Hey everybody, it's Scott from Tulsa, here to give you a weekly recap of what I'm finding and not finding in the stores by me. Let's start with the basic figures, where the Tatooine Wave is really starting to clog all the pegs I see. The heroes and villains figures, however, are starting to slowly disappear. Lots of Chewbacca's hanging around, and lots of Obi-Wan's, but the rest of them have really started to become scarce. Now, one thing I did finally find at the Toys R Us near me were 6, yes, count them, 6, Hunt for General Grievous battle packs, case fresh and everything. Now, don't you worry, my little Peabodys, as soon as I receive my Amazon confirmation, and a couple others receive theirs, these clones will go out for trade. Snatching all these up off the shelf was more of a backup plan, in case Amazon drops the ball and the crap hits the fan. Now, being the curious little kitty that I am, I did open one of the battle packs so I could see the articulation on all the clones. The three blue clones are the exact same sculpt and articulation of the ARC Trooper that came out in the Clone Wars series a few years back. Now, the red clone and the heavy gunner have a little bit more articulation with some elbow, some ankle, some knee, but no waist and no torso articulation. However, the accessories that come with the red clone and the heavy gunner kick ass! Kick ass! Now, I can say in the past I had been over to the Hasbro toy shop and looked around and wasn't blown away by anything they had. But if you've been there in the past couple weeks, you'll see a lot of items that you might not be able to pick up in the stores. How about the patina, Sand Trooper, and Boss? Yes, the patina version. Are they marked up? Heck no! $14.99. You'll have a little shipping, but $14.99 is not bad. They also have in stock the Mr. Potato Head R2 Potato with Princess Tater. Now, when the missus from Tulsa cracked this baby open, she just about potatoed her pants. She is in absolute love with it. They've even set it up where they can make three more. The Princess Tater, a Luke Frywalker, and also an Obi-Wan Spadobi. Now, my Hasbro Toy Shop figure cases that I ordered finally arrived. Well, they didn't really arrive. I had to go pick them up in the post office because the little postal truck couldn't handle all the cases I ordered. But enough about my inconvenience. 200 cases later and spending just about all of Friday night and Saturday morning trying to get these things organized, I can tell you which figures fit in these cases and which ones don't. I guess the easiest way to do it would be to tell you which ones don't fit. Now, as I was going through, the Episode 1 figures and the Power of the Jedi cards seemed to get kinda pinched on one of the top corners. I guess if you crammed them in there, they'd be okay, but just that tiny bit on the top corner kind of make it a bit oversized. Now, I jammed Saga cards, and I jammed the original Power of the Force cards, orange cards, green cards, all kinds of cards, and they all seemed to fit pretty dang good. I was actually quite impressed. Now, when I said Saga cards, I meant the 2002, 2003, and 2004 Saga cards. The 2006 Saga cards fit a little bit better than the Demise of General Grievous figure that they crammed in that clamshell and were selling at Target. It does have a tendency to bow out just a touch on the corners. Now, no, I didn't try Efant Mon just because I've got him sealed in a case on the wall where nobody can get to him anyway, so I didn't try to jam him in there, but just about all the thicker bubbles fit. Destroyer droids, super battle droids, Dexter Jester, whatever the hell his name is, he actually fit too. It was great. The bad thing is, I had all these carded figures kind of, alternated in big boxes that were on shelves. Well, after getting them all in clamshell cases, my closet is over full with figures because I can't get them back in those boxes in any type of order. The cases are also pretty cool because on the back it's got a Kenner logo, a Lucasfilm logo, and a Hasbro logo, along with an enlarged Star Wars logo. Now, Qui-Gon Jay on the forums was the first one to actually get these cases in hand and start writing reviews. I would suggest if anybody has a question on if their carded figure will fit in these cases, whether it be because of size or style of card, get in the forums, ask around. We'll be more than happy to try them out at home if we have that carded figure. We can tell you whether it fits, doesn't fit, or if it's kind of questionable. I know some of the Star Tours figures don't fit, where the animated Clone Wars figures fit fantastic. Don't be afraid to use your resources over there on the forums. Later on in the week, I'm going to try to get out to the middle of nowhere and pick up a couple of those early bird kits that some of you have requested. I'm also going to pop around a couple stores I haven't been in for a while and see if anything old or new has turned up. Don't forget that the Dallas Con is just around the corner and San Diego Comic Con is coming up fast, so make sure if you haven't already reserved your attendee edition of exclusive collectibles, you go ahead and get those knocked out. That's it for me this week. We'll talk to you later. Good hunting.
Good going, Scott. I will be needing the Hunt for Grievouses, I think, at least one.
Well, our Toys R Us isn't stocking them yet.
No.
But then again, our Toys R Us, this is really strange, Mas Amita appeared again, along with Isla Sakura.
Episode 3.
But they appeared again just out of the blue.
No pun intended, since they're both blue characters.
Yes, that was not a pun, but it was good, if I had planned it.
Now, the last bit of news this week, we're going to San Diego Comic-Con, and of course, I'm getting all the San Diego Comic-Con exclusives, but I had some hesitation surrounding one.
It was a Code 3 sculpted poster of...
It's a 3D reproduction of the first Marvel Comics cover of Star Wars, and it looks bad.
Now, you sent me about 3 emails telling me how awful this poster was and how you didn't like it, that lightsabers were pink, and how the people looked bad.
I thought it had Lando in it, and it turns out that's Han.
And then the very last email you sent me...
And the Princess Leia looks old and haggish and ugly.
And so the last email you sent me said, "I'm a sucker. I pre-ordered it." Why?
I can't have a hole in my collection.
It doesn't matter. It's not good.
I have every other Code 3 item except for the non-damaged TIE Fighter, which is going to go down in price, I'm sure. I have every other Code 3 item.
Wait, so you collect by company now?
Yeah.
What is wrong with you?
I'm sick.
Yeah, you are, because this isn't even a good... I don't like the Code 3 posters except for the Empire Strikes Back.
And Return of the Jedi.
Yes, and that's it. Those are the only ones I like. I don't like the ones with the people. They look very breakable.
They are very breakable.
And I just don't like them. You admit you don't like this one.
No, it's bad.
Then why did you buy it?
I'm a completionist.
But you're not, because you don't have to have everything on some things.
But I am a completionist.
Okay, it's ugly, though. You won't even enjoy like it. So you just basically pissed away $100?
$35.
You pissed away $35?
Isn't that better than pissing away $100?
Not really. I mean, you could take me out for dinner or something.
And I do quite often.
Or you could buy one of those scaled mini blasters.
Those are more than $35.
You could buy a scaled lightsaber.
I have them all because I'm a completionist.
You could buy like six.
I know.
Basic
I could buy
figures.
Other stuff. But
that's
I bought $35
this. Towards a master replicas.
I bought this.
But why?
Because I must have them all. They're like Pokemon.
It's ugly, though.
It is very ugly.
So if I had a hideous sister with like a big hook nose and warts all over her face, would you have to have her too?
No.
But wait a second. If you're a completionist, must you have all the...
I'm not a completionist of your family. I'm a completionist of Star Wars sculpted mini posters.
Hmm.
It's ugly is what I'm getting to here.
You don't need it, then. Cancel your reorder.
No. It's rare. There's only 500 available at Comic-Con, and I have one of them.
And you probably have the only one.
What's going to be funny is when they're giving these things away with orders at Entertainment Earth.
Yeah. Wouldn't you much rather apply that $35 towards something that you actually like?
Like credit card debt?
Yes.
Wait, I don't like credit card debt. I ordered it, okay? I can always cancel the order, but I can't always order if it sells out. So, moving
on. I don't think
on.
It's going to sell out.
Moving on. It's done. Now, there's something else you thought I was a sucker about.
Oh, yes.
And now you see the mistake of your ways.
No, I...
Let's tell them what we're talking about.
Your Grievous statue you got from Sideshow.
And I got the exclusive with cape.
I don't like the cape.
This is a magnifical piece.
It's not a word.
This is a fantabulous piece.
It's not a word either.
This piece is so good it defies the current English language. It is the best thing in my entire collection, even though it's of a lame character.
With asthma. Did he come with it? Was he exclusive, the asthma inhaler?
Hardy, har, har.
Or was it an oxygen tank?
You just think you're funny.
I am funny.
Not as funny as you think.
Oh, okay.
Listeners, write in. Is she as funny as she thinks?
I don't need any more emails.
This piece is huge.
It is big, I'll give you that.
It is detailed. The little flesh sack in his chest is greatly detailed.
He's very fragile, though.
All the Sideshow quarter scales are fragile. The one place where I feel that they were lacking on this was instructions.
There weren't any.
There were no instructions, and the piece comes unassembled, which I was not prepared for. I didn't know this was a build-it-yourself kit. And the arms had to go in, and there's forearms, of course, and you had to put the figure in the base and the torso on the figure and the arms on the torso and the head.
And his head, yeah.
And I wasn't sure if I was doing it right, and because it's so expensive and it feels exceptionally fragile, I was very afraid of breaking it as I assembled it. And now that it's assembled, everything just kind of sits in, and so I'm so scared of moving it because a piece could just fall off and break. And so it's almost like I have to disassemble the entire thing in order to move it and then reassemble it, which I'm not a fan of. But other than that, this piece, it looks like bone, and it's supposed to be bone armor he's wearing. It's menacing, it's huge, he's got four lightsabers, he's in an action pose. You look at this, and you just go, he can kick some Jedi butt. Now, we all know that's not true from having seen the movie. And this is where Marjorie's problem lies, I believe, is that she just doesn't like the character. It's like, you could make the most wonderful statue, but if you named it Wilrow Hood, she'd think it's lame because he's just the ice cream maker man.
He didn't have any lines.
So you see, if you just had a statue of nameless character, you'd like it better than a statue of Wilrow Hood.
No, here's my problem.
Please.
The character was not very good.
Okay, what does that have to do with his statue?
I thought it was a lame idea, just the whole thing where he is rebuilt and they never really went into it, and I just thought it was undeveloped, and
okay.
I personally wouldn't have bought it.
What does that have to do with the statue?
I'm just saying I wouldn't have bought it.
Why not?
Because I don't like the character.
But do you like the statue? We're reviewing the statue,
I
not
know
the
that.
Character.
I know. I'm just saying it's okay. And maybe just because I don't like the character, I just really am not thrilled about the statue. It is bigger than I thought it would be. It did come very nicely packaged, as a sideshows usually do. It's very well packaged. The one thing that I was missing were the instructions. I think that, you know, if they had included something there. And I don't like how the pieces just sit in there. There's no, like, nothing to latch it in, I felt. And I think that's a big problem.
Yeah, making movement of this virtually impossible. But the statue's fantastic. Now, I did get the exclusive that has the cape. And I was listening to an old show of ours the other day. And Marjorie said, well, can't I just knit you a cape for less than the extra money? Well, this didn't cost extra, but of course the non-exclusive version is selling cheaper through e-tailers. You could not knit me this cape. The cape is fantastic. It has such detail. It has little pockets where you could store lightsaber hilts, if you could ever get extra lightsaber hilts.
But the pattern on the inside, I swear, looks like the cloth interior of an airplane.
It kind of does.
It does. It looks like American Airlines seats.
What I never realized is that there's a symbol on the back of his cape, and I've actually seen this thing called General Grievous's logo on some things, and it's on the back of the cape. I don't know. It's not silkscreen. It feels like a plastic on top of the cloth.
It might be a heat transfer.
It's too slick to be a heat transfer. It's glossy.
They can make vinyl ones like that.
Okay, it must be a vinyl heat transfer on the back of the cape. Very detailed, but here's the thing. You don't want to cover this statue up. I think the cape actually takes away from the statue, which isn't to say the cape isn't nice. I love the cape, but it takes away from the statue because it covers up some of the detail. The cape is not as detailed as the statue itself, but the cape is gorgeous. So I'm glad I got the one with the cape because it didn't cost me any extra, but by the same token, I don't think I'm going to display it with the cape because I think it takes away from the figure.
And someone may try to board him.
And put the seat tray in its upright position.
Yeah, Boba gets bored in there. I'm glad you liked it and your money wasn't wasted.
The 1/4 scale sideshow stuff is gorgeous, so they have to stop making it. Keep making those human 1/4 scales because I'm not as into those. But stop making the non-human ones because they're just too pretty. I have to have, and they cost a lot of money. This was $450.
I was just really glad you got it and were still thrilled with it, as opposed to you getting it going, oh, okay, this is not how I remember.
It was better than I remembered, because when I saw that on the floor at Celebration 3, it was like nobody else existed on that floor but me and Grievous. And I just went up to it and I went, I'll never be able to own something that beautiful. I'll never have the money. And then I went and I spent money I didn't have. But now I own it, and it's good.
It took a year to get here.
Over a year. I ordered it right after Celebration 3, and it came in June.
Tits from the Outer Rim.
Now, starting this week, we're doing Collecting in the Outer Rim,
which is for non-U.S. residents. We want to know how you collect, what you collect, and the obstacles that you have.
For our first interview, we talked to Daniel from New Zealand, who has a really interesting job.
And he sent me my first bear brick.
He did. So let's go ahead and play that interview now. We are here with Daniel from New Zealand. And Daniel, if you would, tell us a little bit about yourself and where you live.
Hi, Annie and Marjorie. I'm a New Zealand collector, and obviously New Zealand, for those who maybe don't know, is way down the bottom south end of the world, next to Australia. We're a population that's sort of around about 4 million people, so it's a pretty small country. And I live in the capital, which is Wellington, and sort of around 300,000 people, only a handful of toy stores, so we have a very limited number of places to go to when going out on the toy run. But so far I've managed to pick up most stuff that I need, and through help on the trade, that it'd be possible to get what I'm after. But I it is definitely a lot different trying to collect down here than it is in the States. I have a lot of friends who are U.S. collectors who tell me very, very different stories to what I have down here, so hopefully I can give you the New Zealand perspective collecting from the outer rim, as it were. I'm a designer. I work for a company by the name of Weta Workshop, which is a special effects company. We work on all kinds of different movies and TV shows and so on. So I'm sort of in the film industry, and I think that's probably where my... I probably have Star Wars to thank for that, to be honest. Went to Empire when I was about 4 years old and just totally fell in love with that make-believe world, and I've been flipping the toys ever since. I think that even though I work in the industry, that the action figures somehow reconnect me with that amazing world that I first discovered when I was a little kid. And I kind of haven't been able to shake the habit.
So would you say that's the reason you collect, is to reconnect with that world?
I think so. I mean, for me, as a designer, it's my job to create imaginary worlds for the screen industry. And so I think what Star Wars was one of the first movies that I ever saw that really created a world that was so incredibly believable, even though it was so different to our own. You know, everything there was lived in and a little bit dirty, and there's a backstory to it. You know, I mean, it's not surprising that the EU is so huge when you look at the movies, and every single background character is as interesting as the foreground characters to me, you know. They all look like they have a story of some kind. So the action figures, kind of because of the approach Hasbro has taken and giving us all these fantastic background characters, it really gives you evidence that this world is much larger than you ever see on screen. And I mean, I just love that. I love getting lost in that world. It's what I do all day at work anyway, and now it's also what I do as a hobby. I don't know, I guess I'm an escapist maybe. I think my wife bemoans that I live in a fantasy world most of the time. She'll be telling me something and I'm like, yeah, yeah. She's like, did you hear anything I said? No, I'm sorry, I was on Tatooine in my head. So I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. But no, it's great. I love it. And hey, yeah, it's a curse though, the action figures, isn't it? I mean, when they're hard to get, you go to such lengths and sometimes expense, but I wouldn't have it any other way.
So you work with Weta.
Yes, that's right.
Tell the listeners what you do there.
Well, I'm a conceptual artist, so I draw for a living. I work with a team of about five or six guys, and we sit around and draw creatures and armor weapons and stuff like that all day, which is enormous great fun. And we get to work in the film industry and other stuff that's going on, so it's really, really great work.
And which films of theirs have you worked on?
Weta's most famous for Lord of the Rings, which was the first work that I did when I joined. I was a fresh graduate, and I actually signed up with them for King Kong back in 1996, but the project got shelved two days after I joined the company. I'm trying not to take that on personally, thinking I'm some kind of jinx or something, but fortunately we had Lord of the Rings that we went on to after that, so it worked out really, really well, and I was on that for 7 years, something like that. And since then, King Kong and The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, and we did a bunch of Hercules and Xena when those shows were running, and yeah, it's all been great fun.
And you also do some side work with Wizards of the Coast and Sideshow?
Yes, yes. Everybody at Weta is a contractor, so that means that we kind of go out and look for other work as well to supplement our Weta work. So I do a little bit of freelance stuff with both Wizards and Sideshow. The relationship with Sideshow is established because we worked with them doing collectibles for Lord of the Rings, so I became really good buddies with all the guys over at Sideshow. They're a really, really great bunch of guys working there. And since even though the companies aren't working on collectibles together anymore, I still chat with those guys from time to time, and they've offered me a little bit of work with them. So from time to time, I do a little bit of writing work with them, just doing like descriptive text for the back of some of their boxes, including the Star Wars stuff. So I do some of the Star Wars ones, which is really, really cool. The concept of getting paid to do stuff for Star Wars is incredibly cool. So, and likewise, Wizards of the Coast, I actually chased them down because I was playing the role-playing game and really, really enjoying it. I mean, heck, half the guys that we're all geeks and nerds anyway. We all love Star Wars and Lord of the Rings and everything else going. So a bunch of us are all role-players. I was enjoying their product and thought, heck, I'd love to try and actually get involved and do some work for these guys. And as it turned out, I was able to. So I do some illustration work for them from time to time, particularly now for their miniatures stuff they've got coming up. So, yeah, it's good fun. It's good fun work.
You said you did some Sideshow boxes. Which one could someone see your work on?
Ooh. Now, which ones might have come out now? I did some stuff for Luke. For their, I'm pretty sure it's the premium format Luke, the 18-inch tall one. And I've done some text for Obi-Wan and for a bunch of the 12-inch stuff as well. The generic text that goes on the 12-inch boxes, I think they talk about the different collections and then specific stuff about each character I do as well, which is great fun. I get paid in toys too, which is awesome. So
I'm jealous.
I can imagine. No, it's pretty cool. As I say, they're a great bunch of guys. I mean, they're all great Star Wars geeks over there too. They love what they do. I mean, that's why they're into it. Unfortunately, I don't know a whole lot about the way it works over there because being a contractor, them, I just get a few little jobs that I do from them from time to time. But it's great. It's a great product. So good on them.
Hey, so you get some free toys every once in a while. But what do you like to collect?
What do I collect? Oh God, I'm a 3¾-inch fanatic. It's terrible. I can't believe I did it. But like 10 years ago, when they first started Power of the Force coming out, and I held off the initial round of all the big sort of Arnold Schwarzenegger physique sculpts because I thought they were really ugly. And then they brought out Momau Nadon, and I always loved the Hammerhead Man. He was my favorite toy back in the 70s and 80s. And so when they brought him out, I'm like, oh, he's really cool. I'll have to get that. And then now it's kind of spiraled, like, oh, I'll get all the aliens. And then, oh, hey, well, the Imperials are really cool. I should buy some Stormtroopers as well. And then I'm kind of a sub-completionist. If I buy one thing in a collection, you know, sort of a series, I have to get everything else. So now I don't get everything, but I practically get everything. It's terrible. My poor, long-suffering wife must just shake her head and discouragement sometimes. But she's good. She lets me go on my toy missions from time to time and go and buy stuff.
Toy missions, I like that.
Yes. But man, it can be tough from this side of the world. If collecting in the outer rim is collecting out this way, then and if there's a bright center of the toy collecting center of the universe, and I'm on the planet on which it's farthest from sometimes, the toys just dribble out here in non-movie years. Movie years, it's pretty good. We get most of everything that you guys get, but usually it's a few months late. But, man, in non-movie years.
And what kind of stores do you shop at to get these toys?
Well, that's right, because we don't have the same ones you guys over there. You guys have got, like, Target and Walmart and Kmart and that lot. We have Kmart over here, or there's not that many outlets where I live. I'm in Wellington, so toy collectors in other parts of the country might have different experiences to me. But we have a place called Farmers, which is kind of like, I guess it's like your Target, I think. And that's sort of like a general department store. They sometimes stock Star Wars, and they've been really, really good this year. My God, they were the first people to get a Saga Wave, which I never thought was actually going to make it to New Zealand. But so they're great, and we've got a place called The Warehouse, which are like sort of the bargain basement, especially the cheapest place to get stuff. And they've been pretty consistent with stocking stuff all the way through their Revenge figures. And then we also have Toy World, which is more of a specialist toy shop, I guess, a little bit more like the old FAO Schwartz or one of those companies. And they were pretty good last year with getting stuff, and you pay a little bit more for them. And then, of course, we have our various e-tailers and so on here as well, just like you guys. But typically, while they get much more stuff than anybody else, the prices are so high that it's very, very hard to buy anything from them except for your item. I mean, they're like usually 1.5 to 2, maybe even 3 times regular retail price. And heck, the average retail price for a figure down here ranges in a non-movie year, it's usually about $20 a figure, which I think in American dollars works out to be about, ooh, I know I did some math on this, let me quickly look it up, I think it worked out to be about $13, $14 American.
Yikes.
And yeah, so that can get kind of expensive when you're trying to army build. but in a movie year, it's really good because the competition tends to drive the prices down. So last year wasn't too bad. We were only playing $15 a figure, which I think worked out to be about $10 US a figure. That's not quite so bad. But it can get expensive. The bigger the stuff is, the more expensive it is. They had the Republic gunship here, was sort of the biggest thing they've ever brought out down here because we don't tend to get the vehicles usually. That was a surprise. Back in when Attack of the Clones came out, there was one store, Toy World, brought out the attack of the gunship, but that was $100. About 70 US. Yeah, so that sucks. But at least they had it.
For the Episode 3 gunship, while that's far above retail, that's about what it was going for on eBay, so it's...
Yeah, eBay prices are pretty close to what we pay retail down here, which means that sometimes when I have to chase items down over the web, which invariably happens if I really want to get everything, oh God, why did I start this addiction? Then you tend to be paying even more, and the shipping can bone you. But, hey, it's a collection, and we do it for fun.
Exactly. Having fun's what it's all about.
Absolutely.
And so you're currently on what, the Coruscant wave then?
What do we get now? We've still got tons and tons and tons of the Hoth wave and the Cartoon wave on the bags here. A couple of stores have gotten the Geonosis wave, which was absolutely amazing. I was really surprised to see it. But in really small, again, you know, one or two cases, they're still usually one and by no means all stores. And there have been just a couple of stores who've gotten the Coruscant wave, but it's not the whole wave for some reason. I've noticed that the cases that are hitting here are half repacks of Hoff and Cartoon and half Coruscant. So no Cody's, no Torches, no Lustro to find. I think those are the ones that are sort of missing from it. Or I guess the Torches is a Geonosis wave figure, but I've never seen him on the peg, so I'm wondering whether he's even got here or whether he's just been snapped up already. But it's weird. I got to tell you because it's sort of relevant to this. I had a fantastic experience with a store clerk the other day that I'm hoping is the beginning of a fantastic new relationship, whereby I just happened to ring my local department store, and the office chance that they might have some figures. This was a couple of weeks ago. And she was like, yeah, I just got a case of new figures, and there's no room on the pegs yet to put them out, because they've only got, like, one peg dedicated to Star Wars. And it's still stuck up with Revenge of the Sith and Cartoon Wave figures at the moment. But she says, I was going to put it out maybe next week if there's room for it. Do you want to come down and have a look at it? So she held this case unopened for me for a week until I managed to get down and check out the store. I go and see it. She's like, yeah, come and have a look. She pulls me out the back, opens the case, and it's the Coruscant Wave, or our version of the Coruscant Wave, as I say, missing those key figures. And there's a couple of Ux in there, which are the first Ux figures I've actually ever seen, with a Snowtrooper and a Boba Fett, which I've immediately snapped up and traded off with some friends on Star Wars Action News forums. And yeah, she basically let me just pick whatever I wanted out of the case. And anyway, so I pick out all the pieces I wanted from the Coruscant Wave in there. And she says, oh, by the way, well, these are going to be on special next week. They're going to be 15% off. Why don't you give them back to me? I'll hold them here for you, and you can come back next week and pick them up at discount. So I'm like, oh, my God, if I wasn't already married, I'm in love with this woman. So so she held them for me, and I was able to go and get them and pick them up at a discount. I mean, that's just fantastic service, especially as a collector. I'm always so aware that, I mean, there are other collectors in New Zealand, and I don't know what they like. You never know who's gone in before you and made an ass of themselves, or who's going to go in after you. And, you know, so I tend to be really super polite and go out of my way to be really, really nice and understanding of the store clerks. I mean, I've been a clerk, so I know what it's like. And sometimes people just can be a real pain in the butt to you. So she was amazing. And hopefully she said to call me next time they get any good stuff in. So maybe my collecting woes are over. We'll see.
Well, that sounds fantastic.
Oh, man, it's just so contrary to the usual experience that I've had with clerks. When you go up and ask them for something, and I almost feel sorry for having to ask them, because usually they're like, oh, God, you want me to go and look out the back? Well, you've got to be kidding me. And it tends to not be an out-the-back here, I found, too. It tends to be, and I found this when I was working in retail as well, that if it's Star Wars figures, it goes on the pegs, and what's there is what's there, and there's very rarely anything held back, because they tend to only get, as I say, one or two cases at a store anyway.
So you receive all the different lines, the Titaniums, the Transformers, and all of that?
We didn't used to, but last year was a fantastic year for Star Wars toys. I mean, we got a lot of stuff last year that we normally would never get, they went crazy in Phantom Menace, of course, and then we got a very, very small amount of Attack of the Clones stuff, and then it was sort of a bit of a famine after that. But last year we got so much stuff that this year they're continuing with it, which is great to see. But yes, we do get the Titaniums. Again, we're a few waves behind you guys. I think the most recent stuff to hit here is the Vader's TIE Fighter range and the Imperial Shuttle assortment. That's just about the most recent stuff to hit down here in terms of Titanium. We have had two Titanium Ultras down here, but they retail for $70, and that's the ARC-170 and the Droid Tri-Fighter. We don't get the big Unleashed stuff anymore, we used to, but we do get the little Unleashed battle packs. The most recent stuff of those come out with the Tapu Troopers and so on, so we haven't had many of those.
Well, I don't think it's just you. Oh, they haven't shipped the big Unleashed for quite a while.
Oh, okay, right. There you go. That's the answer then. And we get the Transformers, as I said. They were pretty much, for the last 6 months, we've just had the first wave of them. The Grievous, the Vader, and the Obi-Wan, I think it was. And then just last week I went and saw the Han and Chewie 2-pack and a couple of new Maul and Boba Fett shipped. That's the most recent stuff I've seen.
Well, you've actually seen newer than me. I have yet to see the Han and Chewie.
Really? Oh, man, they're everywhere here.
Yeah.
If you don't buy them, though, do you?
Yeah, I do. I
succumbed. Oh, no. Well, heck, I
buy them for the vehicle mode.
But what's that, sorry?
I buy them for the vehicle mode.
Oh, gotcha. Well, yeah, and they are pretty cool as vehicles, I have to say. I mean, I love Transformers, and it's been all I can do to stop buying them now. I gotta say, I used to like Transformers when they actually looked like vehicles when they were transformed, but I think modernly they tend to look like big weird plastic square things, and then they're different weird plastic square things, and they're transformed into robots, and they never really look anything like a real vehicle. But these Star Wars ones they do look pretty cool as vehicles, I gotta say. But I've so far managed to resist the temptation to delve to that line. I'd pick you up a Han and Chewie if you wanted, but they're $100 New Zealand, so they're kind of expensive.
That is a little pricey, and I'm sure that they're going to be warming pegs here, like all the other Transformers are.
Absolutely. I mean, because I think 100 New Zealand bucks, that's probably about 65, they're about the US, I think, so they're probably a good deal, cheaper.
And I think it's, I think it's going to be 40 U.S. here and probably, you know, about 35 is what it's going to be actually on pegs. I think it's 40 online right now.
Wow, that's really good.
Of course, right now the American dollar is weaker than the Canadian dollar, so it's not a good time for me to trade internationally.
Yeah, absolutely. Unfortunately, our dollar is not super strong at the moment either. But, yeah, it seems the best thing to be buying at the moment is British pounds, it would seem. They never seem to be anything but extremely expensive.
And how do our exclusives work for you? Like, when we have a Toys R Us exclusive, do you get it, or...?
Usually not. And you know, if I read about exclusives, I'm like, oh, no, that's another thing I'm going to have to eBay. But last year was amazing. All the local collectors were sort of floored because the stores here went crazy on exclusives and all got in a bunch of exclusives from the States that really never happened. Toy World went and got the Salukami clone trooper that was a Target exclusive over there. They even got the star cases, which is the first time I've ever seen them here, that they came in. And the Holo Yodas as well, they got those in mass numbers. And the deal was you spent 27 American bucks, which was about 40 New Zealand dollars, on toys at Toy World, and you got a free Salukami trooper. So, of course, I bought two or three Salukami troopers and got another one free. So that was great for army building. And then... The Yoda was like, he was 10 New Zealand dollars, so I think it's about $6.50 US or something like that, $7 US, which is God, the cheapest, Star Wars action figure I've ever, seen in a shop here. And they are still sitting on the shelves a year later. So, there's no love for holographic Yoda, I'm afraid. I don't know, I think they just got way too many of them. I mean, the clones lasted, probably 6 months before they sold out, but the Holo Yodas are still sitting there.
So are there less collectors down there than per capita?
I think there are now. I think there are because when I started collecting back when, you know, when the figures first came out, man, you was a rush to get stuff off the shelves. I think it's calmed down. The rarer figures, like the, you know, the short pack stuff tends to disappear really fast. But there's definitely not the collecting buzz that there was originally. I think the prequels, because just like you guys with episode one, we got so saturated with stock. But I think that turned a few people off. It was easier to just say, I'm just going to collect the classic stuff and not buy the prequel stuff. I know a lot of collectors who did that. And then, of course, because all the shops here got so severely burned on having too much prequel stuff sitting in clearance for months afterwards, we got very, very little from episode two and almost nothing in the waves in between episode two and three. We got, you know, a handful of figures. So most of those I've had to chase down over the web, all the saga figures and that sort of stuff. But this year it's picked up, and I think I was speaking to a couple of shop assistants in the places that I buy my toys from, and they were saying that the Star Wars stuff has shifted pretty steadily ever since Revenge of the Sith, so they'll keep stocking it for the most part. They tend to have a real big Collection 1 emphasis during Revenge of the Sith, so we didn't get some of the more obscure episode 3 Collection 2 figures. We never got the Zatu Kasa or Captain Antilles Wave or the Buddha Power Warrior or the Mustafarian dude, or we never got the Tactical Ops Trooper or the Wookiee Gunner. A lot of those figures never came out down here, but most of the Collection 1 stuff did eventually, even if it was a month delay.
How about Masamita?
Yeah, it's funny listening to your Masamita stories, because I went out and grabbed my Masamita as soon as he appeared on the shelves. I've always loved that character. And he was never a peg warmer down here, I'm really pleased to say. So go, Masamita. There's lots of love for you in New Zealand. The peg warmers down here, biggest peg warmer, hands down, is the Deluxe Emperor in his red cloak. They are, there's tons of them. Just about every store you go to, there's tons of these guys sitting on the shelves. Just there's no love for them. I don't know what it is. Pregnant Padme, there's tons of them around still. Bail Organa, one of the hugest peg warmers, and this is a total surprise to me, it was amazing when it even turned up on the shelves, is the Utapau Shadow Trooper. That was another exclusive that completely surprised everyone here. I'd already put pre-orders in with various e-tailers in the States to get those, because of course we don't have Walmart down here. And then they turned up in, of all places, a supermarket chain had them here, and then the warehouse picked them up, and the warehouse still have vast numbers on the shelves. I went out and did a run this weekend, and there was probably 30 figures on the shelf of one of the warehouse branches, and 20 of them were Utapau Shadow Troopers. Admittedly, in really beat-up cards. I mean, that might be one reason they're not flying off the shelves, but there was tons of them. Them and the Revenge of the Sith Vaders, there was just tons of them sitting on the shelves. So I've tried to predict peg warmers, and I just can't anymore. I just never know what they are. But one thing that is consistent here and in the States is clones, generally, with the exception of the Shadow Trooper, clones fly off the shelf within a day. So they're definitely the ones to grab, which is not surprising. It's probably national pride, seeing as all the clones are Kiwis. I think we're kind of taking over the galaxy.
Yeah, pretty much.
We were going to tell Torn Wee was played by Rena Owen, who was a Kiwi, and Captain Typho was a Kiwi, and Jango Fett and Boba Fett were both played by Kiwis, and all the clones are Kiwis, so yeah, we're taking over. Watch your back. I'll order 66 you any minute now. So.
Well, it was very cool because it added, you know, did a little bit of flavor to him with the accents and things. And Temuera Morrison is just so
great. He's great. It was so funny seeing Attack of the Clones in cinemas here because everybody had heard that Tim was going to be in the movie. And he was real famous down here for his role in a soap that plays on TV here. It's terrible. It's an awful show. But called Shorten Street, which is all like a soap set in an emergency medical era. Installation or whatever, and then also he played Jake the Muscles in a really hard hitting film called Once Were Warriors with Rena Owen, who played Torn Wee. She was his wife in that, and you know, I won't repeat some of the quotes from that because there's a great deal of swearing in it, but really powerful film. But Tim was really famous here for those roles, and so then along comes Star Wars, and there he is wearing the Fett costume, and the accent just. It was so funny seeing Attack of the Clones because the audience is just cracked up. Every time we hear our own accents on screen, we'd all crack up. And, I mean, particularly the scene where Jango and Boba Fett are hunting down Obi-Wan on the asteroid field and you know, young Boba's going, yeah, get him, Dad, get him. I mean, man, those are the guys that I played with in the playground at school, you know. I feel like I know Boba Fett. I feel like I grew up with that guy. He was a kid down the street from me, you know. So it was very, very funny. And pretty cool. I won't say, or I will say, I think it kind of shook a few of us out of the movie, but since then, man, I think, you know, Tim's face is just perfect under the Fett mask. If it was ever going to be a face, you know, human face, that's the one to use. So, pretty cool.
I agree completely. I'm not sure how I feel about them replacing Boba Fett's voice in the original trilogy.
That's kind of strange. I still hear in my mind the original, you know, Stormtrooper voices. It's strange to think of, yeah, I wouldn't agree with that change, definitely.
But, I mean, they already did it with the Boba Fett in the Empire.
That's right, yeah.
Marjorie and I had a bit of an argument at C3 because I had him sign a Boba Fett figure, and Marjorie's like, well, why Boba Fett? He wasn't Boba Fett. I'm like, well, he finally is the voice.
Yeah, that's true. God, I hadn't thought about that. He had his own show down here, too, and if you guys heard about it, but there was the Tim show. I think it did did one season anyway. I'm sure they might be making more. I'm not sure. It was a little half-hour magazine sketch show that Temuera Morrison hosted out of his house. And just typically sort of Kiwi fashion. And yeah, it was great. And they did a Star Wars episode where he interviewed George and Rick McCallum and a bunch of the other guys there. And Jayla Gaia came on and hung out with them. And Bodie Taylor, of course, was there as well. And they all sat around and they had members of the New Zealand 501st, because we have the 501st here as well. And they all came along and dressed up as Stormtroopers and Darth Maul and a bunch of other guys in the background of shot. And they were all sort of hanging around. And they had, you know, they had a feed and shared some food around and sang some songs, and it was very funny. It was a really cute show. I've got a tape of it. I'm just going to try and figure out how I can transfer it to NTSC, because of course you guys are a different system over there.
Yeah.
We're PAL here, but if I can figure out a way to get this transferred across to NTSC, I'll definitely shoot it across to you, because it's good fun. It's not genius, but it's good fun.
Absolutely, or if you can somehow, you know, just get it into an MPEG or something, that takes care of everything.
Yeah, I could try and figure out that. You see, I work at a high-tech facility, but I'm an absolute techno dunce. I have no idea how to do this stuff. I draw pictures all day, so. But I'm sure somebody there will be able to figure it out.
Yeah, well, I would love to see that personally. I would just go nuts over that.
It's good fun. It's good just seeing a bunch of stormtroopers with guitars sitting out singing with Temuera Morrison and his buddies. It's pretty funny.
So, great. Well, hey, thank you for talking to us. We really appreciate it.
It's been really cool. Really cool. I love it. It's nice to be able to contribute to the show. I mean, I love Star Wars Action News. It's great fun to listen to every Tuesday or Wednesday, depending on when it comes out. I'm always hanging out to listen to it and throw on my headphones while I'm drawing, and it's good fun. So, thank you very, very much for the call. Lovely to speak to you guys. And, expect more store reports from me as I get them, giving you the Kiwi perspective.
Great. Appreciate it. Love to hear it. So.
Kia ora, Marjorie. Kia ora, Arnie. And hopefully we'll catch up at some convention sometime.
Yeah, that would be great. Anytime you're in the States. I don't suppose you're coming for the San Diego one, are you?
I both hope so. At the moment, I have an outside chance. I'm hoping that I might get in through work, but we never seem to know exactly who's going until right at the last minute. At a workshop who I work for also have a collectibles and merchandising line, and so we've got a whole lot of high-end collectibles that we're going to have on display there. We're going to have our new Superman range, tie-in with a new movie, and we're going to be showing off some new original products that we've come up with ourselves. And so I'm really, really hoping they'll send me along. We'll also have all our Kong and Lion with some wardrobe statues on display from last year. Yeah, we've also got a book out that I wrote and helped illustrate with the rest of our design department that we're going to be trying to blog off there as well, which is, if you don't mind me doing a little plug, The World of Kong, and that's the history of Dull Island and all about, basically, exactly what I was talking to you about why I like Dull, taking that world, believing in it, and writing about it as a real. So if you want to know all about the dinosaurs on Dull Island, go read the book. I'm hoping that they'll send me along to maybe do some talks and stuff and talk up that stuff. But we'll see. So I'll keep you posted. It would be great to hook up with everybody there from Dull Action News and maybe have a coffee or lunch or something like that. But other than that,
you have my cell phone number, so if you are coming, give me a call.
Oh, you bet. I so will. It'd be really, really great to catch up.
Absolutely. I'd love to have a cup of coffee with you.
Excellent.
That's all great. Thanks for taking some time.
Oh, you're most welcome.
Thank you very much, Daniel. It was fun talking to you. I'm sure all of our listeners enjoyed the information. If you are outside of the U.S. and a Star Wars collector, and you'd like to be on our Collecting in the Outer Rim, let us know. We've decided to make our eBay Auction of the Week an entry point drug this week.
It's like your first fix.
Your first really expensive fix, because most times your first fix is free, like your first Kubrick.
Yes.
Your first Kubrick was free. And now I spent $120 this week.
To buy me more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But they're so cute. How could you not buy them? How could you not love them?
So for our auction this week, it is, I believe, a complete set of figures.
There are a few holes, he said.
Okay. And this covers 1995 through 2004, all the figures in star cases. There are some holes in the figures, yeah, but not many. And I would love to buy this myself as a personal carded collection. But now is not the time for that. After the Smithsonian's belt, then I'll buy a carded collection like this. The current price as of the time of this auction is $405. The reserve isn't met. The buy it now is $33.50. I hate it.
That's $3,350, not $33.50.
I think they know that based off the fact the reserve isn't met, and I said it was $405. It's a total of 397 figures. All in star cases, and he mentions that the star cases alone are worth $650.
So if you're looking for a way to get into this, or a nice mint on card collection, and got a couple $1,000 just laying around, and you're wanting to spend it, this may be the auction for you.
So I'm keeping an eye on this to see if it sells. Now, our poll of the week we already discussed, but our poll of the week last week was, are you buying old figures that you already have just for the sake of the red holograms? And this one was pretty much a landslide, with 93% saying no. What's shocking is 6% actually said, yes, must have all variants.
I just thank God that's not you. We had enough trouble finding the Uggs here. I can't imagine trying to find all the red holograms with every figure.
Now, some people did say that if they don't have the figure yet, and they see it with red hologram or blue hologram, they'll buy it with red hologram, and I think that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I would do that, because I know I have all the blue holograms I need. But most people aren't. I think that's good, but there's 6% who are, so that's strange. I do like THX182's comment, though. How many people voted no but really mean yes? Because a lot of people said, I put no. However, if it's a character I like, da-da-da-da-da-da, so they actually are doing it. Now, Grand Admiral Matt called back in with a little bit of trivia.
Either it rained that day or he needs a new hobby.
And here was his response to
it. Hey, it's Grand Admiral Matt again. If people collected the first four waves, every figure, every hologram, then they would have 840 different figures already, including the Uggs. 840 in the first four waves. That's just scary. Love the show. Bye.
On many sites, Hasbro has been doing a Q&A, which I think is very cool of them to actually get involved with the fan collecting community. I think this is a great way that they're going to receive feedback and keep buyer interest.
Now, we are a part of this.
Yay!
So I will be playing the part of Star Wars Action News.
And I will play the part of the Hasbro rep answering the questions.
What happened to the one-of-every-figure club that was mentioned at C3?
Unfortunately, This idea came too late to be able to implement because at that time many of the Episode 3 figures were already out of production, having been created in the months prior to the movie shelf date. As a result, there were not enough collectors interested in signing up for the whole set to merit reproduction of some figures.
Where does Hasbro see the future of the toy line moving? With the influx of non-movie expanded universe characters gaining popularity from the books, video games, and television series, is there any consideration of pursuing a full line of those sort of characters? Even if not, will there remain an occasional EU chase figure such as the Shadow Stormtrooper?
Fantastic question. This really does go to the heart of the directions available, since the future of the Star Wars entertainment, be it the new series, comics, video games, novels, etc., is by definition EU. However, it'll be a balancing act, I think, with demand for saga-based characters, episodes 1 through 6, still extremely high, and for the next few years, I see the movie still remaining the heart and soul of the line, but the EU occupying a prominent part. We will have a more concrete answer to at least one of your questions at our panel at Comic-Con, so stay tuned.
Is the Ultimate Galactic Hunt over, or is this going to be an ongoing promotion?
The UGG figures are done shipping. They will not be re-released, and there will be no more this year. We are looking at sequeling the event again next spring. Exactly what that will be has yet to be determined.
So I think we got some pretty good questions and answers in there. A lot of those questions did come from our forums. There is a thread in our forums where you can post questions you'd like to see answered.
And we're going to recreate that thread, and let's keep that thread questions only.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Arnie's hot hunt item of the week last week was a Dengar Kubrick, because when I was buying my wife some Kubricks for our anniversary, I could not find Dengar anywhere. Now, a lot of you pointed me to a loose Dengar Kubrick, which was reasonably priced, but loose, and I'm afraid always of a lost accessory.
Because their parts come up easily.
Very easily. So, I ended up buying a full Series 1 set, even though I already have IG-88 and Boba and Bossk.
Yes, Bossk is adorable. Oh my god. He is so cute. I love him with his little feet.
Even though I had those three, we were looking for a Kubrick Boba to send to Jeremy Bullock. Nobody really came forward with a trade for that, so we're going to take the Boba out of this Series 1 set and send it to Jeremy Bullock. And I'll have the Bossk and the IG-88 for trade, and then we'll have the three others. And that was worth it to me for the $120 buy it now price. But I think we're going to discontinue Arnie's hot hunt item.
Why?
I can't afford it. People find it for me.
Yeah.
I'm going to resurrect this when there's something like that AT-ST cover that I desperately want slash need and can't find. But what I'd like to actually do is turn this into the Star Wars Action News Hot Hunt item. Is there an item you're looking for that you cannot find that Star Wars Action News could help you with? Let us know. Drop us a line at show@reviewstarwars.com or drop us a voicemail at 415-508-JEDI and let us know what it is you want. And each week we're going to pick one person's Hot Hunt item and it'll be the Star Wars Action News Hot Hunt item of the week, and then our listeners can help you get what you want.
And we're not going to charge you for this at all. It's just something we're going to do as a, I guess, a community service project.
Mm-hmm. And so our first one this week is going to be
for one of our own.
We're helping out the family, Scott from Tulsa. Scott and I talked a lot the day the Black Hole Stormtrooper came out, and he didn't get one. And again, I was shocked because I thought he would.
And it was a fluke because he got a page cannot be displayed as he was clicking buy or something just as after he entered his credit card information, so he kind of got hosed.
The website crashed on him and his order didn't get placed. We know that there are people who have extras because when we were ordering, Marjorie and I were both at the computer. My order went through, Marjorie's order did not. And a lot of people were like that, having family members help them out.
Well, it was frustrating because I got all the way through to the shipping part and I clicked the next button and it says, I'm sorry, the item's now out of stock, which is kind of bogus. But, you know, I understand what they're doing.
So if you ended up with an extra Black Hole Stormtrooper bust, Scott from Tulsa needs a Black Hole Stormtrooper bust. We're trying to find one for him. So that is our hot hunt item of the week, is a Black Hole Stormtrooper bust for Scott in Tulsa. So drop us a line at show@reviewstarwars.com if you have one and what your conditions are for its release. We had a classified ad placed this week.
Isn't it Grand Ole Phil?
It is Grand Ole Phil, who has placed a classified ad with us, which you can do with a donation of $10 or more to Star Wars Action News. Details are at our website, reviewstarwars.com. He wants to say thank you to Scott from Tulsa for the, and this is how he typed it, patina.
How did he type that?
P-A-A-A-T-I-I-I-I-N-A-A-A-A-A.
Ah.
So hence, patina.
Oh, Lord, you and your patina.
Boba Fett. So, thank you, Grand Ole Phil, for the classified ad. If you'd like to place a classified ad for your non-commercial endeavor, just go to ReviewStarWars.com. It's just a donation of $10 or more if you feel like helping us out more.
Now, you can also help out Star Wars Action News by using our links on our homepage to purchase items from Sideshow and many other companies that we have there. We are a member of their affiliate program, and so that money does go to support Star Wars Action News. It's not going in our pocket. It covers our bandwidth and things like that.
I need a mini disc recorder for better interviews so I could have better sound quality than the Aaron Alston interview last week. So I'm really trying to gather $300 to buy a mini disc player recorder.
So you can support Star Wars Action News by using the links on our page to purchase items. And any product that we talk about on the show, we do have a link up there, so please use our links.
And thank you for all the people who used our link to buy the Sideshow Inclusive Edition Darth Maul. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, quite a few of those, actually.
Yeah, five or six.
And it does go to help out Star Wars Action News.
So thank you very much. So that's it for this week. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
We love you.
That's a bit strong.
We like you like a friend. We're in like with you.
All the weird internet freaks, you know. You gotta stay away from that. We love you.
We love you. That was a complete in-joke only for Air Supply fans.
Of which I am not one of, so that's why I didn't get it.
We'll be back next week. My Boba Fett Gentle Giant statue should be here, which I ordered from Andrew's Toys.
He has a brand new website, doesn't he?
Yeah, it's kind of cool. It's got a lot of cart features, and he's got all the new items online. He's got the new Gentle Giant stuff for this fall. He has those bookends that I love, the Han Shot First bookends.
I think he has the best price on the web for those right now.
I think so. I haven't really searched, but they're only $99, which is way below retail on that.
And those are very cool. I really like those. They'd be great for DVDs.
Which is exactly what they're meant for, the Star Wars DVDs, of which I have more than most people, because I have a lot of shows I've recorded that are on DVD. He has all those animated maquettes. Not that animated maquettes ever go up in value.
Snow Bunny, anybody?
Yes, please. So check out Andrew's Toys, links at our website. Also for next week, where we're going to talk about CinemaScape Darth Vader.
Oh boy, I've got a lot of things to say about that. It's Festivus Day for CinemaScape Darth Vader.
Talk to you then.
Bye. This podcast is copyrighted 2006.
You can find out more details about this podcast at our website, ReviewStarWars.com. There you can also view our videos, read our features, chat in our forums, and read our blog.
If you enjoyed our show, please tell a friend to listen. You can also spread the word by posting about us in forums, blogs, and chat rooms. Listener support will help us to grow and make a better show for you.
You can show your support for this show by voting for us at Podcast Alley using the link on our website or writing a good review for us on iTunes.
Star Wars Action News would like to thank its sponsors, Andrew's Toys, FX-Sabers.com, the Star Wars Super Collectors Database, and Watographs.
Star Wars Action News is proud to be a member of StarWarsFanWorks.com.
Be sure to check out our friends at JediTempleArchives.com, YakFace.com, Yoda'sNews.com, and many others.
A full list of affiliates is at the right of our homepage. Star Wars Action News is not affiliated with Lucasfilm, Hasbro, or any other company mentioned in this podcast. Star Wars and all that the Star Wars universe contains are copyright and trademark Lucasfilm Limited, all rights reserved.
In other words, please don't sue us.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back with a new show next Monday. Until then, may the pegs be stocked and the force be with you.
This was Star Wars Action News. Now this is podcasting.
Anakin, te he fallado. Debí imaginar que los Jedi pretendían tener el control. Anakin, el canciller Palpatine es malvado.
Desde mi punto de vista, los Jedi lo son.
¡Estás desorientado!
Este es el fin para ti, maestro.
¡Se acabó, Anakin!
llevo la delantera. Tú estás subestimando mi poder. No lo intentes.
Will you stop sniffing markers?
I can't smell it. I'm just home testing my smeller.
No!
Hello!
That's it for this week. Thank you for listening.
Say it again, not like Peter Brady.
That's it for this week. Thank you for listening.
Stop it!
That's it for this week. Thank you for listening.
What is wrong with you?
That's it for this week. Thank you for listening.